You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a tough 12 months for tourism businesses dependent on the international market. Revenue is down 80% at Sydney's Harbour Bridge Climb, according to owner David Hammond.
The Bridge Climb's been in the CBD, which has often been a hotspot for COVID, so people have stayed away.
And with JobKeeper wage subsidy coming to an end in March, he says staff numbers will have to be cut.
Staffing levels, will have to be, part-time at best for pretty much everybody. And like I said, that does cause some people to have to leave the tourism industry and go to other industries so that they can support themselves.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is also pushing for a targeted extension of the support payment program.
The systems are in place, so you can just continue it on the basis of revenue.
But business lobby group, the Australian Industry Group, says JobKeeper has done its job. The chief executive is Innes Willocks.
We can't just throw a blanket over the whole economy forever. That's just not going to cut it.
Mr. Willocks suggests the government should instead invest in targeted education and training in industries like construction, manufacturing and IT. The aim to get young people into work, with 15 to 24-year-olds among those hardest hit by the pandemic.
Well, we need to look at stronger, more targeted apprenticeship supports for business to hire more apprentices. We need to give serious consideration to a national cadetship program to allow people to experience work.
The government currently has a coronavirus apprenticeship subsidy, which covers 50% of a new apprentice's wages until September this year. Lucy Murray, SBS News.